This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. The bird flu crisis seems to be winding down, with no new cases reported since mid-June. But for bakers, there's still an egg crisis. Many buy liquid eggs by the bucket, and the price of those pails of eggs is soaring. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Every month, a wholesale bakery called Grandma's burns through the equivalent of 30,000 eggs. Eggs go into the buns, cookies, and cakes that Grandma sells to grocery stores and schools around the Twin Cities. The owner, John Lupo, buys the eggs in liquid form, by the bucket.
Liquid gold is what we have here, literally.
For Lupo, liquid eggs do seem like a precious commodity lately. The supply has tightened dramatically. Some of the big commercial egg operations that produce and break the eggs to fill the pails Lupo buys are temporarily out of commission due to bird flu. So Lupo is now paying a premium for liquid eggs. His costs are up $8,000 a month. He fears it could get worse, so he's building a stockpile in the fridge and freezer.
We're trying to get as far ahead as we can at buying from every source that is willing to sell us because we're afraid that they'll be rationing.
Some commercial bakers are experimenting with egg substitutes in case the liquid egg shortage lasts a couple of years. A firm called Hampton Creek is optimistic that will boost its sales. The company has figured out how to make egg-intensive products like cookies and mayo using plant-based ingredients instead. Joshua Tetrick runs the company.
So you can imagine, given the issues around avian flu, food manufacturers, large restaurant chains, big retailers are even more interested in what we're doing.
But for a baker like Lynn Sherman in Cold Spring, Minnesota, egg substitutes pose their own problems, like potentially having to change the ingredient labels on hundreds of baked goods that she provides to places like grocery stores.
We'll have to constantly be monitoring the labels to make sure that they are accurate for what we're producing.
That sounds like a huge headache.
It is. Not any fun.
Bakers Lynn Sherman and John Lupo could buy carton eggs. They haven't had the same price spikes as liquid eggs. But that would mean cracking tens of thousands of eggs by hand, which they say is just not practical. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.